I'm here today with Karen Henley to talk about her new book, Eye of the Sword, the sequel to Breath of Angel. Karen is the best-selling author of The Beginner's Bible, which sold over 5 million copies and was translated into 17 languages. Karen, hello. It's great to be with you.
Hi, thank you.
Breath of Angel, the first book in the Angelian Circle, is Malaya's story, but you chose to tell the Eye of the Sword from Trevin's point of view. Why this shift in perspective?
Well, Eye of the Sword continues the story that was begun in Breath of Angel, and while Malaya's point of view was the important starting place for that story, the story is actually far larger than what her point of view can carry. She is incomplete without Trevin, and he's incomplete without her. And his voice just very fascinated me. It fascinated me, and I wanted to explore places that Malaya could not or would not go, things that she wouldn't do, and actually to view the world as well as to view her relationship with Trevin from a different angle, and his was the natural voice to follow.
Now, Eye of the Sword is an intriguing title. Tell me a little bit about what it means.
During the course of this story, Trevin is given a sword that reveals the character of anybody who is reflected in its blade. The blade is wide, and it's almost like a mirror. The first person that Trevin sees in this, what is called Eye of the Sword, is himself, and he has a hard time reconciling who he knows himself to be with what was revealed in the Eye of the Sword. And as one of his friends says, the greatest courage that a man can have is to look himself in the eye.
Now, Karen, in Breath of Angel, we meet angels, malevolence, shapeshifters and dwarves, and visit temples and taverns and castles. Where will Eye of the Sword take us, and what new lands of Trevin and Malaya's world will we discover?
Eye of the Sword takes Trevin north into a gap in the mountains called Windsweep, and then on into a canyon of mesas beyond as he seeks a word from a mysterious oracle. He also spends a good deal of time in the northern kingdom of Eldara, which is a kingdom famous for its horses. And there he sees a wind wing. That's a winged horse. He sees a wind wing for the first time. And also, after that, he sails to the Dregmoors, which is a dark land of caves and cliffs, as he searches for a stolen harp. So we go into a lot of different places and meet a lot of different kinds of people in Eye of the Sword.
Now, the fantasy genre seems to connect well with young people. What do you think it is about this kind of storytelling that appeals to tween and teen readers, and what themes explored in Eye of the Sword do you think will resonate with that audience?
I guess first I would say I would not limit the connection of fantasy only to the hearts of young people. But if we're going to talk specifically about young people, I think tweens and teens experience life with an intensity that fantasy matches. They're in a natural process of questioning, of wondering, and of forging an identity of their own. And they're also facing a lot of the darkness of the world for the first time. They have wishes and they have anxieties that I think fantasy addresses particularly well. Fantasy shows a hero or a heroine confronting tremendous difficulties. They may be physical or mental or emotional, but they overcome those difficulties, which is not unlike the task that tweens and teens confront as they're growing up. It's just that in a fantasy world, the rules are different. And that's one thing I like about fantasy, because a fantasy world, you can't take it for granted. It shakes us up. It keeps us thinking. It makes us watching for what's coming around the corner. Part of what makes fantasy true and appealing, and I think this applies a lot to tweens and teens, is that the moral cause and effect is there. There's an emotional cause and effect. There's an inner world. And I think the best fantasy reveals chaos in order actually to get to a place of calm. As for the Eye of the Sword specifically, I think one of its most powerful themes may be that of facing yourself and the consequences of your choices.
Karen Henley has been my guest today. We've been talking about her brand new book, Eye of the Sword. Karen, thanks so much. Great to talk to you again.